Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. My name's Anthony Cacciato, and you're listening to The Angry Young Man. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is a beautiful, beautiful Monday for those of you tuning in live today, and hopefully it's not going too terribly for all of you tuning in Friday morning at the early, early hour of 6 a.m., all of you hard workers. Well, before we get into the show, just a quick reminder, as always, that the views that are going to be expressed by my guest and myself are not necessarily those of WRCT, but rather our own individual opinions. But anyways, I am happy to have with me today on the show a good friend, across the aisle colleague of mine that's been doing some great work preaching the gospel of bipartisanship throughout the land, especially doing some pretty good op-eds on our school newspaper. But, you know, definitely someone that I think is going to be great for our conversation today, my good friend Ryan Sunata Wong.
Good afternoon, Anthony. Thank you for having me here.
Of course, and thank you for being here. We're generally going to be talking about something that's been a hot button issue in these last couple of weeks. Not that it's ever been out of the public mind, but I think now more than ever, a lot of people have been talking a lot about gun violence, gun rights, and gun control. I mean, just yesterday we saw there was the incident at Michigan. It was a Michigan Mormon church where there was an act of violence perpetrated using a firearm after the individual had, I think, rammed a vehicle into the church. But generally, we've been seeing this trend of violence in our country, a lot of which has been perpetrated using firearms. The assassination of Charlie Kirk, attempted assassination of President Trump, as well as countless instances where guns have been used in school shootings or in shootings at places of worship. So many things going on right now in the world of, violence in America, and, you know, a lot of considerations to be had surrounding, what can we do? So, I mean, what's been your kind of thoughts as we've been looking at these acts of violence in the United States? I mean, where do you think this comes from? What do you think are some of the kind of generative factors in a lot of these things? What kind of position are you coming from on this?
Sure. So to preface this, I'm speaking solely as an undergraduate student who does not have a rigorous formal education on these issues.
Yeah, and I will say the beautiful thing about this show, for those of you who are on it, who tune in fairly regularly, is that we're just kind of, we're students. We're just chatting about the issues, but that's important, for anybody to be able to say, I might not have, tremendous formal education the way that some people at these, crazy think tanks do, but it's important for us to realize that, anybody can talk about the issues that face our country. That's the beautiful thing about our democracy. It relies on regular people and undergraduate students to, sit down and talk about things and learn from one another. But all that to say, sure. Kind of your thoughts.
Yeah, so jumping in, I'm just like a kid from a blue town in a blue state, New Jersey specifically. And
terrible. Worst place in the country. I'm kidding.
And I've just been soaking in the media through, you know, whether it be short-form content, social media, or the mainstream media, YouTube, etc. The intuitive stance that I take towards the gun issue is that we should have more regulation. I believe that there are certain, you know, quote-unquote common sense regulations about having firmer background checks that I think the country could benefit strongly from. I do think that given how much guns have been allowed to proliferate over the last several decades, I've heard statistics that there are more firearms in our country than there are people.
That is true, yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's realistic or even desirable to try to, expropriate firearms from American citizens. And I don't believe that there are many people on the left or on the pro-regulation side who are strongly advocating for that type of forceful expropriation, at least not in my anecdotal experience. But the way I view it ultimately is that, like, while I am pro moving in the direction of regulation, I do still view the question of whether we should regulate guns or not as being a very, band-aid solution to a phenomenon that has much deeper roots.
Yeah, and I kind of want to, you know, dig into that a little bit more, because I mean, kind of what I'm curious about is, you know, we look at all this going on, you know, a lot of people are talking about the implications of, you know, they identify the problem as the guns in the equation and then move to say we should engage in X, Y, and Z regulation as a result of this. But, you know, you address something that I think, you know, I definitely agree with, that there is some sort of deeper issue at play. And I'd be curious to hear you kind of talk a little bit about what you think that is.
I think there are too many factors contributing to this for the time that we have.
What are some of the big ones? What do you? Yeah.